Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. In the late 1840s, 8 first line of defense remote outposts were established to provide security for the frontier settlements and protect vital lines of communication in Texas. Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples here to talk about the only outpost that did all three.
Tony, Texas is like a whole other country, and our history proves that. Fort Inge, located on the banks of the Leona River in Uvalde, was named for West Point grad Lieutenant Zebulon Inge. Established in 1849, the fort was a strategic point on the frontier of West Texas. It was also a part of a federal line of forts used as base camps for Army troops and the Texas militia, which provided protection for supply trains and mail carriers traveling through the newly settled area, which eventually became Uvalde.
What's the significance here?
Well, the post site was dominated by Mount Inge, a 140-foot-high extinct volcano. It was often used as a lookout by Native tribes, European explorers, military troops, and Texas Rangers. Among the notables that stopped by were Captain John Walker and William Bigfoot Wallace.
So what's left of the old post?
Left to ruin after the closing for actual service in 1869, most of the original structures were destroyed, but leave it to local Texans to put the pieces back together. It's now on the National Register of Historic Places and host to many education events throughout the year.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.